What does vagina taste like? This article was narrated by Veronica Harder and was scientifically reviewed by human sexuality expert Dr. Lori Mintz. She is a professor, researcher, private practitioner, and fellow of the American Psychological Association. Loaded question, but today we're going to dive into the taste of vagina. For many vulva owners, their taste, smell, and appearance down there can be a cause of anxiety. It could even lead to feeling less confident during intimacy, actively avoiding the beautiful act of receiving oral sex, or downright shame or embarrassment, wondering if they're normal. Spoiler, you are normal. And for those who are sexually intimate with vulva owners, well, there are some who absolutely love the taste of vagina. For them, devouring this sweet spot is like a one-way ticket to blissful arousal. Fair enough. All vulvas are beautiful and delicious. Which brings us to the big question. What does vagina taste like? There's actually no concrete answer. Every vagina will taste different. Some may taste similar, and some may taste completely different. And this is normal. Some may be a bit sweet or sour. Some metallic or bitter, and some salty or sharp. And then, of course, the taste of a vagina often changes during different times of the month due to hormones and the menstrual cycle. For some, the vagina may taste slightly metallic or penny-like after menstruation because of the iron content. This is normal. Another factor to consider is sweating. Sweat can leave the vagina tasting slightly salty. Is there any time to be concerned about what a vagina tastes like? Well, if there's a sudden change in scent, a new and especially strong scent, a rotten scent, a fishy odor, or whiffs of something that smells off, this may be an indication of a not-so-healthy vagina, perhaps because of a pH imbalance. Have you or your vulva-owning partner suddenly changed soaps or medication? This is often a big culprit. And then there's the element of one's diet. Asparagus, for example, can induce strong-smelling urine, which can affect the smell or taste of a vagina. And spicy food, too, could create a distinct smell. Alcohol also plays a role, as it can increase the amount of sweat you produce. A healthy vagina, then, will taste like a healthy vagina. The most important thing to know, however, is that a vagina won't and shouldn't taste like flowers, rainbows, and sunshine. It'll taste natural and neutral, with hints of sweat, musk, and body odor. And why wouldn't it? It's covered with underwear and clothing, after all. Cleaning the vagina and vulva. The vagina is self-cleaning. And if there aren't any external factors disturbing its natural pH, it'll be able to care for itself. Also, it's absolutely not recommended to douche or steam the vagina, as it disrupts its natural pH and could cause bacterial infections. But this doesn't include the outside, aka the vulva. To clean the vulva, rinse it and the groin area with warm water, using your hands or a soft washcloth, not a loofah, and dry it thoroughly. You do not need to use a soap, but if you do, use one unscented bar soap instead of body washes or anything with scents and fragrance. Find one that says hypoallergenic, example, Dove-sensitive skin. Spread the lips, clean the folds, and wash the anus and the area between the anus and the vaginal opening. It's generally recommended to wash once a day only. Lifestyle choices to keep your vagina healthy. Just for good measure, there are a few things you can do to keep your vagina healthy and add in an element of freshness. Avoid strong food like asparagus or spicy cuisine. Drink alcohol in moderation. Don't eat up to 30 minutes before a partner gives you oral sex, as this can impact the taste. Wear cotton, breathable underpants for daily use, and save the sexy synthetic ones only for sexual encounters. Wear sleepwear that also allows air to circulate. Use lubricants free of scents and glycerin. find a lube with a pH 7 or below, osmolality 1200 or below, water-based, and free of parabens, like Lilo's personal moisturizer. The smell of vagina, with a twist. The smell of vagina is actually sexy, not something to be masked. Your vagina secretes pheromones, which are substances that can be detected by your partner's nose, and that smell has actually been shown to turn partners on. The public have answered. What does vagina taste like? Transcendent fucking bliss. I might say there's a sour or tang to the taste. Do you know what I mean? God, it tastes so good, though. Maybe salty. Conditions variable. I find it slightly sweet with a hint of musk to it. I love it. A hint of salt, but a sweet taste to it. Nectar, water, salt, and citrus mingled with the scent of her hair and her skin and her sweat. It is intoxicating and heady in all the best ways. Depends on the girl. Some are kind of metallic. Some taste like not much of anything. Some are sweet. Some are a little more salty. It varies. It's delicious. The outer lips move with the suppleness of your earlobes. Soft, plump, and you then catch the scent of muskiness. That healthy primal warmth of the intimate perspiration is a bit like a neck after a heavy workout. The first feel of her taste is as slick as canned peaches. Her melt itself is that of, I can only weakly describe as, a slight caffeine bitterness mixed with a creamy bliss. And there you have it, an objective and subjective answer to your burning question, what does vagina taste like? In short, dreamy, creamy bliss.